Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, September 6th, 2021 edition of Nibbets by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Rayonier Advanced Materials has completed the sale of its lumber and newsprint assets. Also making headlines this past week, there were fires at several facilities. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this message.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, September 3rd at 44.83, up 42 points or 0.9% from the August 27th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Vertiv, gaining 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, up 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products, closing down 5.6%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, up 370%, and the deepest decliner is IT Tech Packaging, down 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 41.2%, while the PM40 is up 46.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sweden, Essity completes acquisition of shares in Productos Familia S.A. Essity says it has finalized its acquisition of 45.8% of shares in Colombian hygiene company Productos Familia S.A., also known as Familia. Essity now owns 95.8% of Familia. The purchase price amounts to $1,540 million, which is approximately 13 billion Swedish kronas for 100% of the company on a debt-free basis. The acquisition is expected to be accretive to Essity's earnings per share from 2021. Essity has been an owner of Familia since 1985. This innovative and consumer-centric company has a strong presence across Latin America, primarily operating in personal care, and also in consumer tissue and professional hygiene. Dayline Helsinki. Job cuts. Stora Enso completes the union negotiation in Kvarnsveden. Stora Enso announced it has completed the union negotiation regarding the closure of pulp and paper production at Kvarnsveden. A total of 340 workers will be permanently laid off. Job cuts. Some 25% of the redundancies can be managed through pension arrangements, and 100 folks have already found new jobs within Stora Enso or with an external employer. The redundancies will most likely take effect in November. In April of 2021, Store Enso announced a plan to permanently close down pulp and paper production at its Kvarnsden site due to the declining paper market. As a result of the co-determination negotiations regarding the Kvarnsden site, pulp and paper production will be closed permanently from September 30th of 2021. The customer service center at Kvarnsden will be closed by December 31st, 2021. The power plant will continue to operate, but only for the purpose of district heating and for maintaining the buildings on site. When the co-determination plan was announced back in April, the maximum personnel impact was estimated to be 440 people. As a result of the negotiations, 340 people will be permanently laid off. Some 25% of the redundancies can be managed through pension arrangements, and 100 people have already found new jobs with Store Enso. We're an external employer. We had already said that. This includes employees who will work with the energy production at the power plant. Store Enso has initiated a project to find future options for the Kvarnsden site. The process is being coordinated with the city of Borlänge and other regional and national stakeholders. The Kvarnsden site offers many advantages for future use, including strong industrial infrastructure, a railway connection to Gothenburg Harbor, a connection to the national energy grid, and availability of clean water, Store Enso said. Store Enso said it continues to produce super calendared paper at its Langenburg site in Belgium and its Maxell site in Germany, and improved newsprint at its Ahalanja site in Finland. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Sweden, Holmen Iggesund launches paperboard coated with Bio-E. Holmen Iggesund says it's launching paperboard coated with Bio-E, a barrier-coated solution made from 75% renewable raw materials and approved for industrial composting. Here comes a quote, quote, "The previous generation of bio-based materials were made from about 30% renewable raw materials, so Bio-E offers a big improvement. Additional Bio-E has been approved for industrial composting," says Per Berglund, product manager of value-added products of Holmen Iggesund. Bio-E is a huge step in the ongoing efforts to develop a completely fossil-free barrier coatings that don't compromise any of the robustness, safety, or functionality achieved with traditional plastic-based or PE barrier coatings. This bio-based coating is both liquid and grease-resistant. It fulfills European and U.S. FDA requirements for food contact, which makes it suitable for all kinds of food packaging. Bio-E is also approved for use in microwave ovens. So look out for Bio-E. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Palatka, Florida. Fire at Georgia Pacific facility. The Putnam County Fire Department ramped up to battle a sawdust fire Tuesday morning, August 31st, at the Georgia Pacific facility just north of Palatka, even requesting assistance from neighboring Clay County. Within 30 minutes, firefighters said the fire was contained to one paper machine and the assistance was canceled. There were no injuries, although Putnam County Sheriff and Fire Chief said one firefighter was taken to the hospital for treatment of heat exhaustion. The mill makes paper towels and toilet paper. According to information from 2018, the mill employs 900 folks. Dateline Canton, North Carolina. Update: two recovering in burn unit after paper mill flash fire. In the early morning hours of Wednesday, August 18th, an explosion rocked a relatively small building at Canton's Evergreen Packaging paper mill. Quote, the preliminary information that we have at this time is that two employees at Evergreen Packaging LLC suffered injuries from what was described as a flash fire and were hospitalized on August 18, 2021, a North Carolina Department of Labor spokesperson said in an email. The Occupational Safety and Health Division is investigating the incident. The two workers injured were Brandon Carter and Mandy West. Kathy Correll, West's mother, said that she was told the explosion was due to a buildup of methane gas in the building near the scale that weighs incoming trucks and chemicals. Quote from West, or Correll, I got my last message from Mandy at 5:51 that morning, so it must have just been a few minutes after 6 when it happened. Carter and West are being treated at the Joseph M. Still Burn Center at Doctors Hospital in Augusta, Georgia. Correll said she believes her daughter, who was in front of Carter, took the brunt of the blast and is more severely injured. She said, quote, right now she's been through 3 surgeries since the accident happened on the 18th. West was intubated for 9 days, and Correll has not yet been allowed to visit. Only a few days ago, she heard her daughter's voice for the first time since the incident. They were holding a phone for her, and she said, I love you, Mom, Correll said. Correll said the road ahead will be long and challenging for her daughter. Quote, she'll never be the same, she said. She'll be scarred for life, her arms and hands and her face down the front of her legs. Correll was quick to point out that she believes that the paper mill is at fault for not conducting the appropriate check of the space prior to its use. Dateline, South Brunswick, New Jersey. Sunoco warehouse catches fire for the second time in 2021. On Friday, August 27th, the Sunoco warehouse in South Brunswick caught fire for the second time this year. The origins of the fire are unknown at this time and are under investigation. The Monmouth Junction Fire Department was dispatched to the warehouse on Friday, August 27th, at 8 p.m. local time due to a fire alarm. Shortly after the alarm was set off, employees at the warehouse called 911. Firefighters arrived to find heavy smoke coming from inside the building. A total of 10 fire trucks and more than 50 firefighters responded to the fire. Ambulances arrived at the warehouse as well. One firefighter was treated at the scene for heat stress and transported to Princeton Hospital as a precaution. No serious injuries had been reported at the time. Back in February, the same warehouse caught fire due to misplaced cardboard canisters stacked on top of plastic pallets. No one was seriously injured in that fire, according to the fire department. Dateline, Big Island, Virginia. Fire breaks out in Georgia Pacific Big Island Mill. Volunteer fire departments extinguished an industrial fire at the Georgia Pacific paper mill this past Wednesday. Boonesboro Volunteer Fire and Rescue Company, along with Big Island Volunteer Fire Company, responded around 10 a.m. local time this past Wednesday. An assistant fire chief with Boonesboro said the fire was in the upper level of the number 4 paper machine. An additional company was added to the incident to help crews find the exact source of the fire. Georgia Pacific Public Affairs Manager Chris Hughes said that the dryer at a dryer hood caught fire. Volunteer firefighters, along with mill personnel, put out the fire and no injuries were reported. Dayline, Michigan. Pregis announced and invests an additional $32 million in blown film extrusion facility. Pregis is announcing an additional $32 million investment in blown film extrusion technology at its Grand Rapids, Michigan manufacturing site. The latest investment is being used to expand the current Grand Rapids facility by an additional 55,000 square feet for manufacturing, warehousing, and office space. In total, the Grand Rapids facility will now have 205,000 square feet to meet increasing demand for high-quality films and support services. Initially, the new structure will house additional custom Windmöller and Holster, also known as W&H, blown film extrusion lines, with room to add equipment to meet future demands. The dedicated multi-layer polyethylene lines are expected to be operational by the end of September. The investment is in addition to the previous $37 million capital expenditure put into that location between 2016 and 2020. The facility will also include additional material handling for expanded resin storage to meet market requirements. Further, existing laboratory facilities will be upgraded with new equipment and capabilities for improved analytical capabilities. An on-site research and development team works collaboratively with customers to optimize the film structures and blends for specific applications. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Proper Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paperitalo.com. That's paperitalo.com. paperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. Rayonier Advanced Materials completes sale of lumber and newsprint assets. Rayonier Advanced Materials Incorporated announced that it has completed its previously announced sale of its lumber and newsprint assets to Green First Forest Products Incorporated, a Canadian lumber company, for a total purchase price of approximately $235 million, subject to final adjustments. The total purchase price is payable approximately 85% in cash and 15% of common shares in GreenFirst, which is subject to a six-month holding period. Notably, Rayonier Advanced Materials retained all the cash generated by the purchase assets prior to closing, plus rights and obligations related to all softwood lumber duties, including any potential interest on the duties previously paid by the U.S. Department of Commerce of approximately $110 million. As previously disclosed, the proceeds will be used to repay debt and make strategic capital investments focused on the high-purity cellulose segment. Dayline, Oregon. Roseburg to close particle board plant in Dillard, Oregon. Roseburg announced plans for a multi-million dollar investment in new technology at its Western manufacturing operations, the result of an extensive analysis of strategic business opportunities in the West. As part of the restructuring, the company will close its particle board plant in Dillard, Oregon, and offer current team members employment opportunities elsewhere in the organization. The closure will affect 179 workers at the company's Dillard Composites plant, which has operated since 1965. Some machine centers will continue to operate for up to 60 days. Roseburg undertook an extensive study of strategic business or investment opportunities to enhance its integrated business model in the West. The company will continue to manufacture particle board at its plants in Missoula, Montana, Simsboro, Louisiana, and Taylorsville, Mississippi. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois, Pact of Evergreen appoints Douglas Owenby as Chief Operations Officer. Pact of Evergreen Incorporated announced that Doug Owenby will join Pact of Evergreen as Chief Operations Officer effective September 13th. Owenby will join Pact of Evergreen Executive Leadership Team, reporting to CEO Mike King. In this newly created standalone role, ONB will be responsible for all Pact of Evergreen operating functions globally, assuming the operations leadership responsibilities that Mike Reagan, Pact of Evergreen's Chief Financial Officer, accepted in 2018. ONB joins Pact of Evergreen from Graham Packaging, where he had served as Chief Operations Officer since 2018. Prior to joining Graham Packaging, Doug served as Chief Operating Officer for Nexteer Automotive and in various executive leadership roles with Benteler Automotive, BorgWarner Automotive, and Bombardier Recreation Products. He holds a bachelor's degree of science in mechanical engineering from Saginaw Valley State University. Dateline Glendale, California. Avery Dennison completes acquisition of Vestcom. Avery Dennison Incorporated announced that it's completed the acquisition of Vestcom for the purchase price of $1.45 billion, subject to customary adjustments. That's a lot of money, folks, $1.45 billion. Vestcom is a market-leading provider of pricing and branded labeling solutions at the shelf edge for retailers and consumer packaging goods companies. It uses data management capabilities to synthesize and streamline store-level data and deliver item-specific price-integrated messaging at the shopper's point of decision. That's a good thing, folks. Vestcom is now an Avery Dennison company. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.